When I was a congregational rabbi, one of the items I was constantly selling was prayer. I would invite people to join in congregational services. And I found that not only among Jews, but among all Americans, we have a real problem understanding prayer. And you know why? Because we have confused God with Santa Claus. We think prayer means telling God what we don't have but want, and trying to persuade God that we've been good girls and boys and we deserve it. Now, I'm sorry, that's not God, that's not prayer. That's our Santa Claus list. Prayer is not asking God for things. Because you see, when you understand prayer as petition, you paint yourself into a very uncomfortable corner where you end up, if you didn't get what you want, saying, why wasn't my prayer answered? Am I not a good enough person? Did I use the wrong words? Did I not grovel enough? Is God mean and didn't give me what I deserve? Prayer is not asking for something. I would cite the Jewish philosopher Martin Buber. When Jews pray, they don't ask God for something. They ask for God. Prayer is an invitation to God to come into our lives. We're not asking God to give us anything except the sense of His presence. You may have read about an experiment that took place some months ago among hospital patients. They divided hospital patients into several groups. Some were prayed for and some were not prayed for, and found out it made absolutely no difference. A reporter asked me about that, and I said, you know something? It's not God's job to make sick people healthy. That's the doctor's job. God's job is to make sick people brave. We don't pray to God to take away our problems. We pray to God to give us the strength to cope with those problems, and that's a prayer which I have seen almost always answered.